Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion survey on the state and state national issues. The answers are anonymous and confidential. Are you a registered voter to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
I am.
Thank you. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote. Likely will vote. I'm sorry?
Likely will vote.
Thank you. I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would then like you to tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable or neutral opinion of that individual. The first person is Larry Hogan. Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Robin Picker.
I am unaware.
Okay, thank you. How about Chris Chafee?
Unaware.
Thank you. How about Donald Trump?
Neutral.
Thank you. Okay, and now if the May 2024 Republican primary elections for the United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Probably Larry Hogan.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine? Support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Do I what?
Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, when you're deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important. Energy independence for this country. Important or not important?
Very.
Very important, very thank important. You. Job creation and economic development. Very important, not somewhat
very.
Important, not very, thank you.
Very.
Thank you. Economic issues, inflation, family budget, and debt.
Very important.
Thank you. Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump. Important, not important.
Sorry?
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Not important.
Not important. Not too important or not at all important?
Not too important.
Thank you. Securing and protecting our southern border.
Very important.
Thank you. We're almost done. This is a very short survey. Thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate you taking your time. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Thicker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Robin Thicker says that he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
Thank you. Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Robin Thicker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or it does not make no difference?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. Robin Thicker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Thicker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or it does not make any difference to you?
Somewhat.
Somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely, yeah.
Thank you. We are 63%. We're almost done. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it not make any difference to you?
Does not make a difference.
No, thank you. Somewhat. No effect then. Makes no difference. Okay. As a governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republicans governors kept their states open. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely, thank you. Larry Hogan says that he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely. Thank you. I'd like to ask you once again if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote, Ronald Speaker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
I'm probably Larry Hogan.
Thank you. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Probably conservative Republican.
Thank you. Would you say that you are very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. And to which of the following age group do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 or older?
40 to 49.
Thank you. Okay, and thank this concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye.